What's up, everybody? This is your host, Jackson Mitchell, and we are back with another episode of the Walk-On Mentality Podcast. On this week's episode, I'm going to dive into a handful of topics that have been present on my mind lately with the hopes that they will be valuable for you and something that you're walking through in your life today. So the first thought is the thought of learning at 100%. And the backstory to this is relating all the way back to my time playing football. Coaches consistently gave the feedback to go at 100% full speed, even if you miss a tackle, even if you're in the wrong spot, wrong assignment, to just do it at 100% effort. And I think the lesson here is to move fast. Be thoughtful with your decision making, but ultimately move fast in order to figure out what works, what doesn't work, and how you can improve your craft. And so the idea here is to learn at 100%. Whatever it is that you're doing, give your best effort, fail forward. And I don't even really like the word fail, because I think everything is an opportunity to learn and then be able to apply the lessons learned as you continue to move forward on your journey. So learn at 100%. Number two, plan to win. If you fail to plan, you're simply planning to fail. It's not up to your manager, your mentor, your peers, your parents, your advisors. It's up to nobody to tell you how to live your life and how to plan your days on a day-to-day basis. That's solely your responsibility. And if you leave your calendar empty and expect to get things done, expect to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself, then I think you're sorely mistaken. One thing that I've certainly noticed in my life is if I don't have things blocked off on my calendar, if I don't have meetings scheduled, if I don't have, you know, tasks to follow up on that are clearly put down as an intention for me to tackle that day, then things just aren't going to get done. And if you're like me, it doesn't mean you're bad and you need to be better, but it just means that you have an opportunity to provide yourself some structure and create some guidelines in your life that'll help you get closer to maximizing your full potential. So, number two, plan to win. Number three is the idea of delayed gratification. And really, you know, when I think delayed gratification, I also just think about the term patience. You know, as I reflect on my career, I have had an immense amount of impatience at times. I think everything happens for a reason, frankly. I think ultimately the decisions we make, different career experiences, career moves that we make, like all of it is for a bigger purpose and is valuable in the context of whatever it is that we decide to do with our lives. However, as I reflect and look back at the different stops I've made on my resume and skills I've acquired, I think the reality is I probably could have hung around different places for a little bit longer. And again, like, that's okay. It's all part of the process, all part of the program. But I think there's a ton of value in being able to delay gratification. You know, we live in a day and age where there's dopamine hits at our fingertips 24/7. And so it's really easy to get what you want right now when you want it right now. But when you have the ability to take a second, sit back and think about, you know, what is it that I'm looking at doing right now and how is that going to impact the future, it gives you the opportunity to really make your decisions in a way that's aligned with your bigger goals. And so really try to flex that muscle of patience and flex that ability to delay gratification, because when you delay gratification, the experience you get in the present moment will 100% make you better off for the long haul. Number four, expensive versus inexpensive experience. So this is funny. You know, growing up, my parents used to always talk about, hey, we want you and your sister to learn from the mistakes we made so that you guys don't make the same mistakes. And they would always refer to this idea as the idea of inexpensive versus expensive experience. And I think it kind of speaks for itself, but I'll just say it anyway. Expensive experience is experience you get from decisions that you made regarding your own life, whereas inexpensive experience comes from seeing what other people have done, seeing how the decisions they made impacted them, and then making your decisions based off of what you've seen. I remember hearing them talk about it growing up and thinking like, man, just stop. Like, I'm gonna make my own decisions. And in some ways I've done that, in other ways I've listened to them. But what I'm finding is that there's so much value in inexpensive experience in taking advice, seeking advice, mentorship, and really just learning from people who've been in the shoes that you're currently in and who have done the things that you want to do. And so if you've got a mentor, maybe it's a parent, a friend of a friend, you know, a colleague at work, whatever it may be, take the opportunity to really soak up advice, guidance, and learn from the experience of other people so that you don't have to figure it out firsthand for yourself. In the same breath, I'll say there is also value in figuring things out for yourself. Again, like I've said a couple times now, everything we experience is for a reason and serves a greater purpose. And so just something to think about. The final thought is this thought of what does it look like for faith and clarity to coexist? I actually can't remember who I was talking to last week, but we were having a conversation about having faith and this idea of, like, you know, people will pray for clarity in their situation, pray for, you know, the right answer to come to me, pray for me to know what it is that I'm supposed to do. Like, they'll pray for this sense of clarity and not having to think about, you know, the decision that they're looking at making. And I've been there before too. Like, I've definitely prayed for clarity in my life. But it's funny because in this conversation, whoever I was talking to said, you can't have faith if you have clarity. And maybe it's not such that they can't coexist in some capacity, but what I found interesting as I thought about it is the fact that having faith requires a little bit of uncertainty around your circumstance. So you get a job opportunity, you're not sure if it's the right fit, you're not sure if you should stay, or maybe you're looking at leaving your job and starting your own business, or, you know, there's a number of different circumstances. Could be relationship based, like, I don't know, there's a number of different circumstances, right? But the idea is when you're faced with, you know, big scary decisions where you don't necessarily know the answer right off the top of your dome, it's critical to have faith that God has a plan no matter what. And so I'm not necessarily saying don't pray for clarity, like, pray for clarity if you want to, but I think it's even more important to have faith and know that, like I said a couple moments ago, everything that we experience, every decision we make, every person we encounter, every trial, every high, every low, all of it is valuable. All of it is part of, you know, the process and the story that God has written for our lives. And so if you're walking through a challenging season, I would just encourage you to keep walking, because it's for a purpose. And I have faith, and I invite you to have faith that God's going to see you through. So hopefully this is valuable for somebody listening. Appreciate you guys tuning back into another episode of the Walker Mentality Podcast, and we will see you on the next one. No limits.